Sunset Park, Brooklyn is the site of the latest spike in COVID-19 cases. City health officials are trying to figure out why 8 times more people are testing positive there than the rest of the city. They don't have any theories, but some local residents do. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports.
A nurse counts to 10 while swabbing deep inside Diego Barrientos' nose. Barrientos is one of hundreds of people who lined up outside a tent in Sunset Park, the actual park, that is, for free tests this week.
And you're all set.
Almost everyone in the park and surrounding neighborhoods is wearing masks at the moment. But Barrientos says that's not always the case.
There's a lot of people with no masks, especially in Fifth Avenue.
That's the nearby retail stretch. And he says many of the people who do wear masks only cover their mouth, but not their nose.
When I see people that I know, I told them, you need to put this up, not here.
Barrientos isn't worried about the outbreak, and most people I talked to weren't either. They said they heard about the spike and just thought it's a good time to check their status. Ronnie Campbell is a shoe designer.
The park has been wild, so I'm not surprised.
How so?
Too many people without masks. People are comfortable.
Dr. Ted Long, who runs the city's testing and tracing corps, says it's too soon to say what's causing the Sunset Park outbreak. And he says they might never exactly know. Last month, when there was a spike in the Tremont neighborhood of the Bronx, the city conducted thousands of tests and couldn't trace anything back to a particular individual or restaurant or party where it all started.
The fact that we didn't find that in Tremont points to community spread as the likely explanation for what's going on.
Community spread just means it's passing from person to person in public in a general area. But Dr. Dennis Nash, a former city health department epidemiologist who's been critical of the city's contact tracing program, says that's not a full enough explanation. He says contact tracers need to be asking better questions to figure out how transmission is occurring.
Is it related to work? Is it related to household transmission? Is it transmission outside of the household? Are there certain occupations that are putting people at higher risk, such as essential workers or working indoors where there's not enough PPE?
He says answering those questions will help both the local area and the city as a whole, especially as it continues to open back up with children returning to schools and workers to offices. In the meantime, Campbell, the shoe designer in Sunset Park, says he knows what he's doing.
Stick to the precautions, then you and your family can be okay. To wear your mask, wear your gloves where you need to. It's not that hard. It's a simple ask for everybody else's health.
And Campbell says he'll be coming to Sunset Park, with its gracious trees, handball courts, swimming pool, and spectacular views of Lower Manhattan, no later than 8 or 9 in the morning, before it gets crowded. Fred Mogul, WNYC News.